Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations. This week's cocktail is the Deep Freeze from justapitch.com, and we selected it because it looks just like it does outside in Chicago. You're going to need 1 shot of vodka, 2 shots of blue curacao, and 6 to 9 ounces of lemonade. First, you're going to dip that glass in the blue curacao and then dip that in sugar, and it's going to resemble most likely your windshield. After that, mix all the ingredients with a couple ice cubes in a blunder, and once it looks like the top of beautiful Lake Michigan in the winter, you're going to pour that in your glass, and it's ready to enjoy. Stay safe, stay warm. Really, it's so, so cold out there everywhere, so please, please be safe, and enjoy this week's interview.
Welcome back to another episode. We are so excited to feature Linda Denise Fisher-Harrell, the Artistic Director of Hubbard Street Dance Chicago, on the show. While a student at Juilliard, Linda was invited to join Hubbard Street by the company's founder, and after 3 seasons, she went on to become a principal dancer at Alvin Ailey. Following her time with Alvin Ailey, she returned home to Hubbard Street and became the company's first female leader and first person of color. Since the beginning of her tenure in 2021, she has made huge strides for the company. She's here to chat more about the upcoming winter series and so much more. Linda, welcome to Sip With Me.
Welcome.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Like I mentioned before the show, Ioana, we met teaching Zumba, which is a form of dance, technically. And so we're really, really, really excited to have you on, especially Ioana. She has talked up Hubbard Street Dance Chicago to me a lot. And she was very modern, contemporary style back in college when
many
she
moons
was
ago.
A lot. And yes, we're really excited to kind of highlight not only Hubbard, but also you, because you are, your resume and background are just, they're extraordinary. So we're really excited to learn a little bit about you and what you're doing for Hubbard and Chicago. So thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year. And Aaron, let's just set the record straight. Zumba is a form of dance.
Yes.
Oh, bless. Thank you.
Okay. So you don't think that you're a dancer, but first of all, I love Zumba.
It's so fun.
And it is dance. It's putting together movement and sequences with rhythm. So you are essentially dancing.
Wow, I feel so validated. 10 years of my life is validated right at this moment. Great start to the year. Okay, so Linda Denise, I guess first off, we wanted to kind of hear about the early days of your career and your involvement in dance. You know, anybody who dances, as you wanted to know, you get into it through a specific moment or inspiration, or some people are just naturally drawn to it from a very early age. How did you get into dance, and kind of how did your early interest in dance evolve into, you know, kind of going down that life path of kind of doing it as a art and a career?
Sure. So it wasn't yesterday. So when I was a teenager, which is when I started dancing at the age of 14, and I was really inspired by what was happening in the media, what was happening on TV, in the movies. So when I was a teenager, Flashdance was a movie that was out. Fame was on TV with Debbie Allen and her stick and everything else, and Leroy and everybody was on, and also Solid Gold was on TV, and Michael Jackson was huge on MTV. So just imagine being surrounded by all of that dance, kind of inundated, and all of the media and all the things that were happening in my youth. And so, of course, I thought, does Baltimore, which is where I'm from, do we have a Fame school? Because I would love to dance on the tables during lunch. Like, come on, that's a dream. So I found out that yes, the Baltimore School for the Arts did exist. And so I auditioned with no training at all. I auditioned and thank goodness I auditioned with no training. I had no preconceived notions. I just put on some movement, some music, and I moved. And to hear my teachers tell it, they said, we could see flexibility. We could see musicality. You took up space, all of these things. You didn't know what you were doing, but you could be instructed. You could be taught.
Yeah.
So I was accepted to the Baltimore School for the Arts, and that started my dance training. I just kind of soaked everything up like a sponge. My sophomore year was the first time I saw the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater on stage. And I went, oh, so that's why I have to point my feet. That's why I have to straighten my knees. That's what my teachers are talking about. I get it. And so that kind of was the fuel that I needed to say, hey, I want to do this. I saw myself. I saw something about myself on stage. And so I kept my training. My training was pretty intense and it was fast and it was quick because I started so late. My teachers kept reminding me, you're a late bloomer. You need to go. You need to keep going. And so by the time it was time to audition for colleges and I got into the Juilliard School of all places, the Juilliard School rightfully started a curriculum that was a little slower, right? They wanted you to kind of go into your body and investigate things a different way. I was like, I got to go. I'm late. I started when I was 14. What are you talking about? Lay down on the floor. I don't have time. And so by the time I got to Juilliard, I really felt like I was ready to dance. And so I saw an audition for Hubbard Street. It was called Hubbard Street Dance Company at the time. And I auditioned. They came to New York and Lou Conti hired me. And so that was my first professional career, was with Hubbard Street Dance Chicago. Can you believe it? Back, over 31 years ago.
Wow. Life works in mysterious ways.
It's so full circle. If we learn anything. It's crazy.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about your time before coming back to Chicago? I know you have quite the list of accomplishments and experience, but talk a little bit about your work outside of the city. And then ultimately, I read the New York Times piece on kind of when you came back and like the job posting, and it was so specific and so big. Just share a little bit about, you know, making that jump. And especially, I think it was 2021 when you came, right? Yes. Yeah. So obviously, we don't need to make a note about that time in the world, but, you know, making a leap of faith like that. Just talk about that and the transition from kind of your past work into coming to Chicago and uprooting your life and your family.
Right. So after I'm fast forwarding through a lot of things, but I danced with the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater for 13 years. And after retiring, I became a professor of dance. And so you all talked about meeting in college. I was a dance professor for over 16 years at Towson University. And so I taught all levels of modern, ballet. I was the senior seminar advisor. I was the artistic director of the Towson University Dance Company. I was the director of Ailey Camp Baltimore. I was the presenter of Ailey 2 residencies at Towson University. So I had all of these things going, and I advised young people on their career journeys and their career paths. And I did a lot of dance training. I trained so many different pre-professionals and professionals. A lot of them have gone on to dance professionally, of course. And so in the pandemic, I'm teaching on Zoom like everybody else, teaching course after course after course. And I thought to myself in that period, like many of us, I reflected, is this it for me? Is this the pinnacle of my career? Or do I see myself doing something more, even though I had so many different pots stirring at the same time? I thought, you know what? What's next? And I happened to be on the Facebook one day, and I was on somebody's page, and I saw an application link for Hubbard Street Dance Chicago, which of course I danced with at the beginning of my career. But I had been going back to Hubbard Street almost every summer to teach in their summer intensive. So a company that was still very near and dear to my heart, it's family. I would teach company class on Zoom and all of those things. So I had a deep connection. And I thought to myself, wow, the artistic director, now that's a leap. And that's something that would be exciting. It would be in my career portfolio and trajectory. I've directed a dance company on a smaller scale, on a university scale, but the same types of things, having to curate programs, having to hire choreographers, having to set the work, rehearse the work, train the dancers, audition the dancers. So I've done all of those things, all of the requirements, and I'm reading through the job description. I'm like, yes, I can do these things. So the test really was showing the job description to my family. So I have two older kids and I have a teenager, and my older kids are reading it going, this is you. This is you. Yeah. Like, this is perfect. You should do it. You have to do it. And my husband's like, go for it. So I applied, and after many steps, it wasn't something that was, it wasn't something that was bestowed upon me. I really had to go through a pretty extensive search, and I was hired. And so I was hired in the pandemic, and we all know how crazy that was. Mm-hmm. My start date was March the 1st, 2021. We were still very much in lockdown. Yep. I met the company on Zoom for about 2.5 months.
Wow.
Before actually seeing the dancers in person. I remember seeing the dancers in May in person, and one of them said, she's real. We've been seeing her online all this time, and now here she is in the flesh. So that's been really challenging as far as how to navigate COVID while you're dancing, keeping your dancers safe, finding safe spaces. How do we get back into the space? Do we test every day? Do we test twice a day? Yep. Do we wear masks? Do we take masks off? All those things to bringing audiences back. To seeing the company bringing, broadening audiences when people are still kind of afraid to get back into the theater. So I've had a lot of challenges, but I felt like it was such an exciting opportunity and that I am up for the challenge.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's amazing. So tell our audience a little bit more about Hubbard Street Dance Chicago. Obviously, we know a little bit about the style of dance and kind of the mission of the company. But for those who don't, how would you describe the style as well as the mission and kind of dive a little bit into the history of the company as well?
Oh, my goodness. So, of course, we all know that Hubbard Street is one of the most exciting voices in contemporary dance. We are a contemporary dance company. It was founded in 1977 by Lou Conti, the man who hired me as the artistic director and founder when I was in the company. And when the company first started, of course, we were doing the works of Lou Conti. Lou got his start in Broadway, jazz teacher, tap teacher, very technical. Like if you took Lou's classes, you would never forget it. kind of a taskmaster. Everything had to be exact. And a really beautiful choreographer. A lot of the first works were jazzy, Americana steeped. And then the company started to broaden. He started to bring in different choreographers to test the range of his dancers. And one of a big milestones for the company is when we brought in Twyla Tharp, who is an American legend, fantastic choreographer. And she was a resident choreographer for Hubbard Street. And that was back in the early 90s. And that really helped to put Hubbard Street on the international map and the international stage. And Lou was the director for 20 years. Also expanding the repertory to European choreographers. I mean, just wide ranging repertoire. Yeah. And that even went further through the next two artistic directors who were Jim Vincent and Glenn Edgerton. And both of them had ties to Netherlands Dance Theater. So we had inroads to different European choreographers and American choreographers thanks to them as well. I am the first alumni artistic director, the first woman of color. Can you believe that? Artistic director in its history. And it's really exciting. Our mission is to awaken the human spirit through contemporary dance. And we hope to do that. And all I've been trying to do since I've been here is to broaden the spectrum of voices that we see on stage, broaden the perspectives through the dancers that you see on stage. They're even more diverse. Even though when I was in the company, we were a very diverse group as well too. One through line for the company, if you've seen us back in the 70s, even through to today, you're going to say, those dancers are amazing. That has been a through line. They are the top of their field. They encompass so many different dance styles and forms, ballet, jazz, contemporary, modern. We're even doing street dance and hip hop right now. So the broader dance is becoming, Hubbard Street wants to be there.
I like that. That's a good mission to have right now. I was reading about kind of, you know, when and where you all actually perform, and it was interesting that not only are there, you know, seasonal performances in Chicago, but you do travel a lot, and people can see these dancers everywhere. Talk a little bit about how Chicagoans in the city, you know, when they can come and see performances, and then talk a little bit about also kind of what you all do in terms of broadening your high quality dancers and your performances around the nation.
Sure. So yes, so Chicago, we are Hubbard Street Dance Chicago. So we want to definitely make our performances available to our home and to the folks who are here in the city. And so we usually have three seasons. One of them has already passed. That was in October. We were at the Harris Theater. We will be performing again at the MCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art, February the 22nd through March 3rd. So we'll be there for 2 weeks in a program called Of Hope. And we can talk about those themes in a second. We're going to have three premieres during that season. During the first week, we're going to have a premiere by our now resident artist, Azure Barton. She's going to be premiering a work during the first week. And during the second week, we're going to have two premieres, one by Maria Torres, who's a brilliant choreographer and Latina, who's going to have a very special perspective on her journey through dance, as well as a piece by the choreographic duo Flock. We're also coming back to the Harris Theater in a program called Of Joy. And that'll be at the Harris, and that'll be in May. So usually in the fall, in the winter, and then in the spring, we have performances for our Chicago audiences. But we also tour. So later on this month, we're going to be going to Northrop in Minnesota, right outside of Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. We're also going to Scottsdale, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona. Then we'll do 2 weeks in New York City at the Joyce Theater. We're going to Princeton University, the MacArthur Theater as well. So yes, we perform nationally and both internationally. And I have to say that our international venues have not been back since the pandemic. So that's another thing on my little sheet to tick off, is that we got to get back into the international flow of things. But there's been like a backlog. Like when everybody went into the pandemic and started coming back out, people wanted to honor the lists from the past. And so we get all of that. So we definitely want to get on the up and coming list from our international presenters. So yeah, you can catch us everywhere. I think that's the beauty of Hubbard Street. And people know us everywhere as a company of excellence. And the dancers really are, like I said before, at the top of their field.
So action packed, my gosh.
I know crazy. It's so busy.
We are busy.
So, go ahead.
I assume we're going to ask about the same thing.
Yes, we were.
I'm hopeful that we're going to ask about the winter series of Hope. Talk a little bit about it, what people can expect. And then I would also love to hear about Of Joy as well.
Yes, definitely. So our season, our overall season for the year is called Abundance. And that name came out because I thought about all of the things that we have to offer, right? And I also thought about what every choreographer says when they encounter our dancers, right? So when they come in to set a piece, they're met with an abundance of support, joy, hope, love, all of those things. All of the choreographers come in and say, oh my God, I feel so supported. I feel so safe. I feel so all of these things. And so the dancers, the company, we have so much to offer our audiences. And so our first season was called Of Peace, meaning an abundance of peace. This season coming up, our winter season at the MCA, is an abundance of hope, right? And so it is an abundance of hope for the future. Hence those three premieres that you'll see. You'll see one of them during the first week, February the 22nd through the 25th, and then two more premieres, February the 29th through the 3rd. And so that's what that is for the winter. And then in the spring is Of Joy. And that just kind of is self-explanatory because that's ultimately how we want to leave our audiences. We want you to feel elevated and lifted and on the ether, leaving the theater.
Nice. I love that. I'm excited.
I was going to say, we need that more in our life, Erin.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Are there any other, I mean, you guys have so much going on, but is there anything else that you can highlight for the new year? Any other fun or exciting plans coming up?
Oh my God, we have summer intensives, and I want people to go to our website, HarborStreetDance.com, to find out information. We have summer intensives for teens and for young adults, and they're happening for 8 weeks during the summer. Different programs, some of them are technique intensive, some of them are choreographic intensive. And so we're always trying to train and inspire the next generation of dancers. So all of those things are happening. New choreographers are on the horizon. I'm actually kind of sealing the deal on next season's choreographers. So it's like always something going on, some fresh collaborations. As I said, Azure Barton is our resident artist, and she's our resident artist for the next 3 years. And so trying to plan with her what she would like to do and create kind of a safe and beautiful nurturing space where she can kind of come in and feel free to give back to the dancers. So all kinds of exciting things. We were on the cover of Dance Magazine in the fall. We, of course, were featured in the New York Times. So we have so many wonderful things happening. We have auditions coming up in April for the company. So it's never, one slogan that I have given the company is, we are never bored.
Does that sound like it?
Yeah.
When we get on meetings with the staff and people are like, this is going on that, but I'm like, we're not bored though. We're not bored.
Like I would need 12 Outlook calendars.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, we end every episode with a round of rapid fire. So we have five questions for you. We just want your first gut instinct answer. So yeah, a little improvision here.
Oh dear. Ioana,
do you want to ask the first question?
Yes. Okay. What are you most excited about for the winter series?
Oh, the new works that people are going to see. The new works by Maria Torres and Azure Barton and Flock.
Yay. I'm so excited.
I know.
I feel like I'm going to need that in a couple of weeks when now it's going to snow soon.
I was going to say the blizzard.
I'm going to need it in a couple weeks. I'm going to be wanting to see some beautiful art.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite part about Chicago?
The food. Says my waistline.
Oh my God. Thank you very
much. I have not had bad food since I've been here. It's a problem.
Do you have a favorite food?
I do not. I will eat all
everything.
Food.
Same. We respect
I will
that.
Eat. Yes.
Yeah.
New absolutely. Year's resolution. Eat all of the foods.
Eat
Chicago.
All of the food.
Love it.
Okay. Favorite style of dance if you had to choose.
Oh, that's so hard.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Or one that you enjoy.
Oh
my God, I can't believe it. Any sort of modern technique. Let's say that.
I love it.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Broadway show?
Oh, I'm going to tell you lately, it's MJ the Musical.
Oh my God, yes. I've been dying to see that.
Yeah.
I heard such good things.
Get thee to the theater.
Yeah, I heard that was a really good one.
Yes. We'll have to see it. Okay. We are a cocktail-based podcast. So do you have a favorite cocktail or non-alcoholic beverage of choice?
My favorite cocktail is a lemon drop martini.
Ooh, nice. That's good.
We respect that choice. That's tasty.
I love a martini.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, okay, so you survived. So congratulations.
Yay, thank you.
All right, shout out where everybody can check out more about Hubbard, where people can learn about the winter series, and then also if people want to follow and find out more about you.
Oh my, about me. Oh Lordy. please go to our website, HubbardStreetDance.com, for everything. It's loaded with our winter series, with our up and coming spring series. You can find out information about the dancers, like all of their pictures, their bios, their little clips on there. You can find out information about our education department. We're in Chicago Public Schools, mm-hmm. and all the classes that we offer there. And so any information that you might want about the company, where we're going to be touring, all of those things, our summer intensive coming up, our auditions that are coming up, everything could be found on the website. We're also on social media. And also, I am on social media as well, Linda Denise Fisher Harrell.
Yay! Linda Denise, thank you so very much for joining us in this new year. We have lots of hope and joy for an abundance of so much good dance this year. And we are so excited to hopefully see you at the theater in a couple of weeks.
I like what you did there, Erin. Thank you. That's
good. Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Erin. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.